Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Nun Dalet Omid Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we began yesterday Siman Tof Kuf Pei Beis, which deals with some of the insertions that we add to our Shemoneh Esrei during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. So we begin with Sif Gimel, the top line in the Mechaber. Mechaber tells us, B'Shabbos, on Shabbos, Friday night, Bentayim Arvis, during the Tefillah of Mariv, after we finish our silent Shemoneh Esrei, we say the Bracha Me'ein Sheva. So Yomar Birchas Bebirchas Me'ein Sheva HaMelech HaKadosh. We normally have in the Magen Avos HaKel HaKadosh, and here we say also, just like we do in the Shemoneh Esrei, but we say in this mini Chazaras Hashatz on Friday night, Magen Avos, we say HaMelech HaKadosh. The Mishneh Berurah tells us in Sivkot Yud, the Imtah of Omar HaKel HaKadosh here. If you made the mistake and said HaKel HaKadosh, so here we have the Machlokas. By Shemoneh Esrei, everybody agrees you must repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. You have to go back to the beginning if you said HaKel HaKadosh. But in the Magen Avos, in this Birchas Me'ein Sheva that we say Friday night is a mini Chazar Sashatz, Yesh Deos Ba'achronim Im Tzorech Lachzer. There are different opinions amongst the Achronim. Do you not have to go back? And he says, V'davkum Siyim HaBracha. The Machlokas only takes effect if you finish the Bracha. Avol Niskar Kodim Shasiyim. But if you're still in the middle of Magen Avos and you haven't finished the entire mini Chazaras Hashatz, then certainly Yaschil min HaMelech HaKadosh. You do go back and say HaMelech HaKadosh and you continue reading from there. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah tells us, Hagah, v'hu adin, the same halach applies in Chol Rosh Hashanah b'Shabbos. If Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos and we say the Birchas Me'ein Sheva on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, even though we just send off Mekadesh HaShabbos in that situation, because this is specifically set up just for Shabbos, not for Yom Tovim or Rosh Hashanah. And likewise, Kain Shechachol Yom Kippur B'Shabbos, the same thing applies. If Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, we still stay Magen Avos with just Mekadesh HaShabbos at the end, and this is brought down the name of the Maril and the Minhagim, so the same din applies that you say HaMelech HaKadosh in this Birchas Me'ein Sheva. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot Yud Aleph tells us, wrote to Lomar, the Mechaber is telling us here, Yomar Gam Kein Bebichas Me'ein Sheva Shebelel Shabbos HaMelech HaKadosh. The same din applies here too, whether it's Rosh Hashanah, whether it's Shabbos Shuvah, or whether it's Yom Kippur that falls out on Shabbos. Sivkot Yud Beis, the Mishneh Berurah tells us, wrote to Lomar, Gam Kein De'Eino Chosein B'Shel Yom HaKippur Rak B'Shel Shabbos. Whether it's on Rosh Hashanah or on Yom Kippur, we just conclude this Birchas Me'ein Sheva with Mekadesh HaShabbos. The same halach applies if you have Sukkos, Pesach, or Shavuos. When we say it on Friday night, we say in the Bircha Me'ein Sheva, She'eino Maskir Ba Shel Yontif. This was specifically set up only for Shabbos, and we learned this already with Chanal in Siman Reish Samaches Sivtes Ayin Shom. Those were in Hilchos Shabbos, and the Deir Shu footnote number 14 reminds us that we said over there that the reason we only mention Shabbos is Kivin Shatakon Ha'itzel Yomer Rak B'Shabbos. It was only originally set up for Shabbos for the late comers that came to Shul late because they were working Friday afternoon. And he brings down in Siman Tov Reish Shutes as well, in regards to Yom Kippur, Shechol B'Yosef Shabbos, that the same din applies, and he adds, Im Chol Yom Kippur B'Yomos HaChol, when Yom Kippur falls out on a weekday, we don't say the Birchas Me'ein Sheva, so that's further conclusive proof that this is only said for Shabbos, and therefore we only mention and record Mekadesh HaShabbos. Siv Dalet, the Mechaber writes, Yesh Noagim L'Hispalel B'Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur B'Chriya. There are those that have the custom that they bend over, they bow, during the entire Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. They say it all b'chriya, in a bent-over position. However, when we reach the end of the bracha, we'll see at the beginning as well, so you have to be fully upright, except for those brachas, of course, which you bend the knees. For example, the first bracha at the beginning of the end, and the beginning and end of Modim. So therefore, those you bend down for, but all the other brachas you do not. Mishneh Berurah explains in Sif Katan Yud Gimel B'Chriya that you're saying this bent over. L'fi Sha'anu Tluyim Adin. The reason why we say this in a stooped position is because we're standing in awe in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in judgment. L'fi Kach Yechavin L'Spal B'Aim of Yir. And therefore, we want to daven from a position of awe and of fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'Nei Miloshin Zeh Mashma Kishar Kriya Hamuskar Bakosov Eitzel Doniel Tahavet Barech Al Birchoi. Based upon this, it sounds like we should be literally on our knees. That he got up from his knees. However, Abol Ein Noagin Kein. That is not the way that we do this. Elo Yispal B'Chriyas Rosho. We just bend our heads in Gufo with a little bit of our upper body. Bovad. We don't actually get down on our knees. Tishu footnote number 15 brings down. V'smach L'minach Zeh. Based upon this, he brings down from the Das Torah, based upon the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Amr of Levi, Mitzvah Shal Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Bechfulfin, v'chule, that were bent over. And Rashi says over there, kamon de kayef inish betriloso, panov kivushin loritz. Your face is down towards the ground, so to say. The more you do this, tfei adif, mishum v'hayu, enai v'libi shom. That our heads should be bent over, and that's a positive thing to do, but not on our knees. Dishuvah number 16 says, to actually daven from your knees, so that, we brought down in Simon Tzadiches, is also l'spalo b'bricha. You're not letting go and bow literally down on your knees and daven. And the Hilchos Tanos brings down, Mavua Shakavana Kishu Korea b'birkov al'aretz. If you actually bent that on your knees on the ground, that's not the way we pray. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot Yudalit, that we are standing upright at the beginning and the end of all the brachos. Pirish, kodim shoma bracha tashem. Before you say the conclusion, baruch atah, so you should be standing in an upright position already. And likewise, what din betchilas bracha? At the beginning of a bracha as well, we should be in an upright position. Why? Vatam, the reason is, shalol hosif al takonis chacham, because the rabbi said that we only bend at the beginning and end of the first bracha and the beginning and the end of modim, of hatosh shuchol, chon el yodos, and we're not allowed to bend for any other ones. Shalol tiknu ela betchilas avos vodo uvisofen, because the rabbis only set this up for the beginning of those two brachos and the end of those two brachos. The first one, Mogen Avraham, the bracha of Avos, and the bracha of Hodah of Modim. And he tells us, if you want to look these dinim up further, Ein Le'el and Simon, Kuf Yud Gimel, Umishah Burusham, where this was discussed. And the issue footnote number 17 reminds us, Sheyesh Chiluk Ben HaBrachos Shetiknu L'Chrobahen, L'Brachos She'en Tzarech L'Chrobahen, that there is a distinction between those two brachas that we bow at the beginning and the end of them, Avos and Hodah, and the others that we don't. And what is that distinction? Shebe brachos shebehen tikun l'chroa, the beginning and end of Modim, and at the beginning and end of Avos, yisko v'sasmo kama tables l'fnei shioma brachas Hashem. You have to go and be upright already a little bit before the end. K'dei sheyeh nikar shekorea achakach v'birchas v'bracha k'tekanos chacham. So it should be recognizable when you're bowing down at the end for Mogen Avram and for Hatosh Uchol Chon Eliodos that you weren't already in a bent position. So you have to be upright well enough before then. So now it's clear that you're bowing down at the end of the bracha Mogen Avraham and Hatosh Uchol. However, all the other brachos that you don't have to bend down, for example, you can be in a bowed position right up until the end when you say, because the whole purpose there is just that you shouldn't have additional krios, bendings, other than what Chazal will masaki. Now we go to Sif Hei. The Mechaber tells us, Im lo omar zochreinu umicha mocha. There are, of course, the insertions that we make in the first bracha and the second bracha of zochreinu l'chaim and micha mocha. So in these insertions, ein machzirin, so if a person forgot them, he shouldn't, but if he did, so we don't make you repeat the Shemona Esrei. Mishbur explains Sivkot and Tetzvav, because these were later insertions from the Gaonim. The HaGaonim Tiknu, Baseris Mechuvah Loma Zochreinu Bevechas Avos, the Gaonim period of time, which is after, of course, the Amorayim, after the conclusion of the Gemara, and also after the Rabbanon Savroi. So this later insertion, we're not required to go and repeat the Shemoneh Esrei if we left this out. So if we left out Zochreinu and Birchas Avos, or in the Bracha of the Gevuros, Mechaya Mesim, if we left out Micha Mocha, and likewise, Ubhodah, through the Bracha of Mod, if we left out Uksov Chaim Tovim, and in the Bracha of Sim Shalom, if we left out Pesach Chaim Tovim, so in all of these, Al Kain, Kivon, She'enu, Elo, Tikun, Agonim, since they were later insertions from the Gonim, so the din is, Im Shachach Liomrim, we're supposed to remember to say them, but if we forgot, Ain La, so we don't make you repeat the Shemona Esrei. The issue for number 18 has a number of interesting points. Number one, he says, "B'shalosh brachos b'shonos b'shalosh brachos achronos." So we learned in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Yud Beis, you're not allowed to add your own personal requests during these brachos. Asher litzol tzrachav, rak tzarchei tzibur mutar. Only communal requests are you allowed to add. So the Beis Yosef brings down that these hosafas that we're talking about are considered communal requests, and therefore they're allowed to be added. Then he brings down, according to the minog, that the shliach tzibur, when he repeats the Shemoneh Esrei, that the Tzibur goes and says these four verses along with the Shliach Tzibur, Zochreinu L'chaim, the Shliach Tzibur stops and everybody says Zochreinu, Shliach Tzibur stops and everybody says Micha Mocha, and then Shliach Tzibur says after the Tzibur, each of these, for all four of these, so he says it's not so clear that that's in fact the correct custom. That's what many, many do, but he brings down for the Mati Ephraim, and also the Likutei Mariach, Sheyesh Nogim Lomar Im HaShliach Tzibur, there are those that have the custom just to do the last two of the Shliach Tzibur and not the first two. And the reasoning is as follows. Tama Dover. He brings out from the Sefer Divrei Yitzchok, which is from the Munkacher, and also from the Sefer Tami HaMinhagim, in the name of the Marashmi Bells. So these great Hasidish Gaonim, they said, based upon what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Tezayin, Shetchila Omim Zochreinu L'chaim. We only say Zochreinu L'chaim. We don't say Zochreinu L'chaim Tovim. The first part is just Zochreinu L'chaim. He should remember us for life. And afterwards we say Uksov L'chaim Tovim later on. So therefore, he says it's inappropriate for you to go in your silent Shemoneh Esrei from asking for Chaim Tovim, and now when you do the Chazar Sashatz, to just ask for plain Chaim. And therefore, it's like a degradation of your request. And it's inappropriate, once you've already said, Uchsov L'Chaim Tovim, that you should go back and only say Zochreinu L'Chaim without saying Chaim Tovim. And therefore, he has the custom that you don't go and say this in the Chazar Sashatz. However, the Likutei Mariach also brings down that some do say it. On the other hand, you have the opinion of the Vilna Gaon that says you shouldn't say any of these. Only the Chazan says them and not the Tzibur. What about adding additional requests during this period of time? So he brings down for the Chazon Ish, Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down from his great uncle, the Chazon Ish, Shemutter, you're allowed to go and add additional Tfilos and Piyutim in the Rosh Hashanah Shemoneh Esrei, Shekol Hayom Hukbal Lebakoshos, because the day of Rosh Hashanah is a day for supplications. However, Chaim Kanievsky Shlita adds that he heard from his uncle, the Chazon Ish, that that's only when Rosh Hashanah comes out on a weekday. But he didn't hear what is the din if Rosh Hashanah comes out on a Shabbos. Can you add or not? Normally, we don't add personal supplications on Shabbos. However, he brings down from Lava Yashiv, Shemutu Levakesh Bakoshos Protios B'Rosh Hashanah only on a weekday, Aboki Shechol B'Shabbos Osur. So he brings down from Lava Yashiv that on Shabbos you can't do this. However, it's brought down in the name of Chaim Kanievsky Shlita himself, he personally holds that you can, because Rosh Hashanah is an excellent time for bakoshos. And he adds, while we don't say Avinu Malkeinu when it comes out Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, the reason for that is you must say Tzarech Lomar Shu Chomer Yosef. That's because this is an exceptionally strong supplication, and that's inappropriate on Shabbos. But other supplications are okay. He brings down as well from the Matei Ephraim and also from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that Yochel Levakesh Bakoshos Protios B'Yom Elu, that one could go and add personal supplications on Rosh Hashanah, even in Musaf. And Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal brings down that Yochel Lohosif Bakoshos in Musaf. On the other hand, Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down that in Musaf you shouldn't add, because Tfilas Musaf Ikoro Lo Nisakin Lebakoshos Protios, because Musaf was set up for Malchi is a chronos and shofar, so for the blowing of the shofar, and therefore it's not for piyutim. Then he brings down, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, and he taught this to his talmidim, Shelo Yosifu Bakoshes Protius Rosh Hashanah. One should not add their own personal supplications on Rosh Hashanah. Yispalu Rakis Atfilos Hakvua. Say what's in the machzer. Why? Kivin Sheikriyam Rosh Hashanah Hu Malchios. Kadeshitamlichuni Aleichem. The whole purpose is recognizing Kosh Baruch Hu is the Melech and not doing supplications. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah adds, and he says, Hagah, ba'afilu lo okar raglov. If you finish the bracha of these four insertions that we just said, and you didn't yet take back the three steps at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei, adayin rak shasim osa bracha, but you finished the bracha for those, even though you're still in the Shemoneh Esrei, so he brings down, you don't go back. You missed out on your opportunity to say this. And he brings down the name of the Truma Sedeshin. Mr. Brewer adds, and Sivkot and Tezayin wrote to Lomar, Shomer Hashem Shal HaBracha. You concluded the Baruch Atah Hashem. You said the Shem at the end of the Bracha. So, Ein Lachzor Mishum Chashash Bracha L'Vatolet. In that situation, you don't go back and say the insertion you missed in the rest of the Bracha because of a concern that you already said Baruch Atah Hashem and it'll be a Bracha L'Vatolet. Or be in the Dishu footnote number 19, he brings down from the Kaf HaChayim that after you said the first Yula Ratzon at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei, before you say the second Yula Ratzon, you can say the insertion over there. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Avakos man shalo amar Hashem shal habracha. But if you didn't say yet the shame at the end of the bracha, so you're in the middle of the first bracha, and you didn't say Baruch Atah Hashem Mogein Avraham, you didn't say Baruch Atah Hashem, so then you still can go back and say Zochreinu. Yochel Lachzor, Ava Pishyesh Kama Shemos, even though you said other Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you didn't say Baruch Atah Hashem, so then you can go back. Kigom, for example, V'chol HaChayim Yadu Chasela. There are other Shemos in that paragraph, but if you didn't complete the paragraph, so then you're allowed to go back, even though you're going to repeat those Shemos. Mishnah Berurah continues and tells us the word lechayim is the way to pronounce it, yomar b'shva, with a eh sound, the shva sound, lechayim, and not tachas alamit, and not lo yomar b'patach, lachayim, the lo yishtama lachayim, because that can be mistaken, kolomar lo chayim. So therefore we say lechayim and not lachayim, which could be mistaken for lo chayim, rachmona litzlan. Since these are days of din, since these are days of strict judgment, so you have to be very, very careful in your pronunciations and to say exactly the way the tefillah should be. That's why we say l'chaim and not l'chaim, which could be mistaken, chas v'shalom, for lo chaim, l'chaim. The rest of the year, the rest of the year, we don't have to be this concerned about this. So you can say, for the rest of the year, we're not concerned because normally go by what you were thinking and not by what you actually said. But during the Aseres Mitzvah, when it's a strict Midas Adin, then we're very careful about words to pronounce them exactly. We only say the first time, so l'chaim, not l'chaim tovim, until you reach to the end part, then you say l'chaim tovim, ozimar l'chaim tovim. Why? Because when you're first asking, you start off with a small request, a little bit, and only afterwards, then you can ask for much more, chayim tovim. Then he tells us, "Ein lamar bi'avo mikra kodesh." We don't say the word bi'avo, rak yom chua mikra kodesh. And he brings down the dish of foot number 20 for the levush because ein avo b'din. Din is not described as a loving thing; it's a strict aspect. Mishabur continues and he says, "Ein lamar udvorcha malkenu ms." Instead, you say rak udvorcha ms. Finally, he says in the kaddish, the choflin, we double up the word la'ela. We say la'ela. La'ela, or we see in Dishifut number 21, there's a whole discussion, do you say La'ela, u La'ela, or do you just say La'ela, La'ela, twice? And he says you do this, b'chol ha'seres me'etshuva, b'chol ha'kadeshim, she'omrim. Every time you say Kaddish, you say La'ela, La'ela. And Dishu footnote number 21 brings down the reason why we do this is explained by the Levush. Kivin she'bivam me'elu ha'kodesh baruch hu mis'ala Yosef. God is higher up, so to say, on the Kisei HaKavod, and in the Midas Hadin, and therefore we say La'ela, La'ela, signifying the higher heights that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and Tzvichim L'Shavcho L'Faru L'Vakish Rachim Aldino. And this is a greater praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he brings down a whole discussion. Do we say the words La'ela U'Li'ela or just La'ela La'ela? He brings down different opinions. Ayin and the rest of this, the issue footnote for those opinions. Now go back to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hu Adinim Lo Amar Uksov U'Besefer Namidino Hochi. He says, likewise, if you forget to say Uksov L'Chaim Tov, or of a sefer chayim bracha v'shalom, so the same halacha applies. He brings down the name of the Torah, nami dino hachi, that if you forgot them, you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yudzayin explains, v'gam kein tosafos, if you didn't say the extra paragraphs that we find before you say hamelech hakadosh, so v'chein tein pachtecha, for example, v'chulei, sh'omim bracha shlishis, that we say in the third bracha before we come to the conclusion of hamelech hakadosh, again, if you skipped all of them by accident, im lo amaro klal, if you didn't say them at all, ein machzir no so, you don't have to go back. This isn't as strange as it sounds, that you could leave out all these paragraphs, because we start off saying, atakadosh, shimcha kadosh, shimcha yom, yalucha sela, and then sometimes you're just so ragil to say, Baruch Atah Hashem, HaMelech HaKadosh, and boom, you just finish off the bracha, even though there are a whole bunch of paragraphs that you still have to say. So therefore, if you forgot to do that, and you ended it too early, nevertheless, you're Yotze, and you don't go back and say those paragraphs. The issue footnote number 23 has a whole discussion. Is it a hefsek if you'd go back and say them? And he concludes that you don't go back and say them. Siv Vav, the Mechaber writes, Omer B'Tvila, Yisein Nishman Esri, Batiti Lanu Es Yom HaZikaron HaZeh, Vidomaski Rosh Chodesh. We just say Yom HaZikaron, we don't say specifically Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is included, of course, in Rosh Hashanah, but we don't make a special mention of Rosh Chodesh. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Ches, Okay, Sha'omrim Yom HaZikaron, because when we say Yom HaZikaron, it goes both on Rosh Hashanah and on Rosh Chodesh. Koi Nami a Rosh Chodesh Dikari Zikaron, because Rosh Chodesh is also known as Zikaron, because the pasuk says, "D'siv uvmoadechem uvroshich hachechem v'gomer v'ayu lachem lezikaron." So it uses this terminology of zikaron even by Rosh Chodesh, and therefore, Dishufut number 24 tells us, "Lochein im ta b'Rosh Chodesh v'omer b'yalav yova b'yom zikaron as that." If you made that mistake by accident, so in the Shelus of Tshuva, says Horus Tshuva, he brings down Yitochin Shiyotze, because after all, Rosh Chodesh is called Yom Zikaron. Kivu Shemazinu Shavosh Chodesh Nikur Yom Zikaron on Rosh Hashanah. So, Mistama, the rest of the year, it would also be Bid Yevet acceptable. With this, we conclude today's share.